Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, where we'll talk with real estate investors, entrepreneurs, business leaders, athletes, and more to inspire you with their success stories so you can work hard, never give up, and dream huge. And now, let's start the show.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, hosted by JP for three, John Pavlansky. What is up, my man?
What's going on, Pete?
Oh, man, excited for this one. Excited, baby. We're going to help some folks out today. You know, myself, Pete Peterson, folks, we don't always talk real estate. We love talking with movers, shakers, influencers, huge dreamers in not only our community, but around the world. So hopefully these stories will help to motivate and inspire you folks to get out there and dream huge and take action and do it yourself. Yeah. So we had a scheduling conflict today. So JP and I are just going to hop on here because we had our calendar blocked for this. So we might as well make use of it. JP does an amazing job. Now, this is for not just the real estate industry, but all sales industries. Any sales industry can use this. And that's why I love the book. Happen to be wearing the hat today, 10X, my man Grant Cardone, because that is a sales book. It works across all industries. You can apply it in any industry where there are sales, and sales make the world go round. You know, they really do. So JP does an amazing job, and not very many folks even do this at all. But he does an amazing job with his CRM. Not only does his use his CRM, but he uses it properly. CRM, Customer Relationship Manager. Is that what that stands for?
Customer Relations Manager,
Customer Relationship Manager. So, see, I don't know what it stands for. I'm probably not even using one the way I should. But we do. You know, this here, your phone can be a CRM.
Oh, yeah.
The contacts in your phone, your calendar, you know, there's a CRM built into our Zillow leads that we get that we pay for. There's a CRM built into that. There's a ton of free. There's a ton of free CRMs out there. There are paid CRMs such as like Salesforce, and you can really get crazy with it. But the free one we like is HubSpot.
HubSpot. Yep. And I've used it at my former job, so I brought it right over into real estate as well. And the basis of it and using a CRM is used to be able to stay in touch with your folks, your customers, your clients, and stay on top of the things that you need to get accomplished for them. So it's pretty much like just scheduling out in a different way and making sure that you're on top and followed up with all your clients, especially when you get a massive amount of clients. You're working with 10, 20, 30 people at a time in real estate. How are you going to remember to text this person, call this person, make sure that this appraisal is good for them, make sure an inspection is scheduled for these guys? Like, there's a lot that goes into it. So CRM really makes sure that you're followed up and puts you on that kind of a next level of being on top of everything.
Yeah, the CRMs are just like anything in the sales business. It works if you work it.
Yep.
It will work, but you have to work it. You have to input the data. You have to collect your client's data, their phone number, their email, their birthday.
Yep.
Right? Personal things about them, you know, because like you said, once you get so big, like my man JP right here, you cannot remember, even though he has an awesome brain, and he's very smart, you cannot remember all that stuff. So the CRM is your crutch. And so you got to think of it. It's almost like a calendar, like a schedule meshed with your contacts, you know, with all of your contacts. And you are going to set tasks for yourself, reminders, whether it be a follow-up or different reminders, if you're in actual transaction or a birthday reminder or a special anniversary reminder. But folks, the good salespeople out there utilize CRMs to the T. And that is one of the things. And we touched on that. We did a podcast a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And JP continuing to rock our podcast charts. You know, I think those two podcasts are two of our most top downloaded podcasts. So the first one that we did together was when you were just about 4 months in as a new agent. And then the last one we just did, we talked about your
first year.
Your first year as an agent. And doing over six figures in commissions in your pocket in the first year.
Oh, yeah.
So speak to us a little bit about, okay, let's start from the beginning.
Yeah.
So, okay, you meet someone or you meet a client. Are you trying to get their name, phone number, email right away? And are you putting them right into the CRM? And how does that look? And what are your next steps after that?
Yeah. So it really just depends on how I meet the person too. If it's just a person-to-person interaction, I'm out and about, I meet somebody and I get their phone number. That's usually the first thing is get the phone number. Get a phone number, send them a text, get them a call, put them in your contacts, and then put them right over in the HubSpot, into my CRM. So say I meet somebody I'm walking through Kroger, I meet somebody, we get to talking, they're looking to buy a house. So I'm going to give them a business card. I'm going to get their number down. I'm going to grab their number from them as well. I'm going to send them a text. Hey, John Paplansky, Dream Huge Realty. Nice to meet you. Just please let me know if there's any way I can help. I will put them in my CRM, my HubSpot, and I will set a task for 2 to 3 days down the road and say, hey, follow back up with this person, give them a call, connect with them a little bit over the phone, a little bit more, find out what their true goal is. If they are really looking to buy right now, if it's 3 months down the road, 6 months down the road, and get them rolling in the right direction. So if they're looking to buy now, I'm going to get them with a lender. We're going to try to get their pre-approval rocking and rolling, and we're going to get them, starting to look at some houses. Now, if they're looking to go 3-6 months down the road, what do we do at this point now? Because we've had the connection. We don't have to follow up with them right away because they're going to be a little bit down the road. So in that case scenario, I'm going to set them up for a 2-week, maybe a 1-month task out. And I'm going to follow up with them again. Hey, just wanted to check in with you guys. John with Dream Huge Realty. We met over at Kroger 2 months ago, and I wanted to just check and see if you guys are getting ready to start the process up now. So it gives you an opportunity to stay in touch with those folks. Because if I didn't have my CRM, I'm not going to remember that quick relationship that I made in a Kroger, a month down the road when I need to follow back up with those people and check in with them. So that CRM ensures that I'm staying on top of folks. And honestly, to clients, it looks a lot better because, hey, here I am a month down the road. I remember to give them a call or shoot them a text.
Yeah, and I think that's huge for our sales folks out there listening. You know, we have these automated programs that we set folks up on. Us, for example, we use what is called a Navica Saved Search or MLS Saved Search. So we can set that to your criteria, whatever house you're looking for, and you will get automatic emails from us whenever a house hits the market that fits your criteria. But the personal call or email is way better than the automated stuff. That's the cherry on top. That's showing that, hey, I'm organized, I care about helping you, and I'm here to help. And I'm going to let you in on another industry secret. And I preach this all the time. It takes a minimum of 5 follow-ups to get the deal, right? So that is why successful agents, successful people use a CRM, because that helps them get to that 5th follow-up, right? If you just never enter it into anything and shoot them a quick text and a response or a call back, and there's never any follow-up planned, you are not going to make the sale. You are not going to close the sale. They're going to work with somebody else, whoever reaches out to them personally. Yeah. So they're going to, in any sales business, they're going to buy off somebody. It might as well be you, right? Why not make it you?
Who's going to work the lead the best? That's the basis of it. Because a lot of the people, the majority of the competition that you'll have to working those leads, they're not going to do the things that you'll do with the follow-up and a CRM and staying in touch with that person. So who's going to work it the best? Because that's going to be the one who's ultimately going to get the deal at the end of the day.
Guys, JP and I have an uncanny ability of being able to get the job done. And I think part of that is because we follow up. So many folks just don't even follow up, not even once. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now imagine if that's the majority of folks. They don't even follow up even once. And we're talking about a systematic approach to following up. You know, I'm going to follow up a minimum of 5 times before I even think about giving up. And actually, I'm never going to give up. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to continue following up. So if you don't mind, I don't want to go too long on this today, but I wanted to stress the importance of a CRM and using it as a systematic approach to following up. Show us what that looks like on your phone. And you can, again, HubSpot is just one of many, and it's free on the App Store. HubSpot. Yeah. It's free on the App Store. You can do upgrades to that, right?
Yeah. So the base level is a free CRM. But there's a lot of things that you can add to it as well if you want to get a little bit more unique and complex into it, where you can do drip campaigns where you're sending out emails to your people every month or so. There's a lot of different things that you can add on to your free program on HubSpot to make it even more efficient for you and systematic for you to where you don't even have to work your leads as much. Yep. Your leads are getting worked for you. So I personally, I've not dove into that yet because I'm, you know, I'm in a situation where I like to have that personal connection, personal follow-up right now. So, but for your bigger business owners and things like that, if you're not using a CRM or not using it to its full capability, it may be something you should look into. So I'll show you what the app looks like right down there at the bottom, little orange app, HubSpot. So, and you can get it on your laptop as well, obviously, but this, I usually typically use it for my phone because it's quick and easy. I can do it while I'm in the gym. I can do it when I wake up. I can do it while I'm driving. Although don't text and drive. I do this a lot while I'm driving though. So
I do text and drive actually. I email and drive too. And I think that's why, and I'm good at it.
Me too.
So I advise not to do it if you're not good at it. Now watch this video come out. We'll get in a wreck tomorrow. But that's why, that's my little edge.
Yeah, I know.
I'm texting, I'm doing emails while I'm driving.
I am too.
Keep it on the road. And only do it if you're good at it. That's my advice.
No, my family members aren't too hot about that. When they ride with me, they're not too happy about
Right. Don't do it with others
always
in the car.
Here.
How about that? Yeah.
Yes.
Don't never do it with others in the vehicle. I'm willing to risk my own life. That's fine.
So what this HubSpot looks like, you can see here I have every single one of my contacts. So I've got over 200 some contacts in here of all the people that I've ever had a communication with in real estate.
Wow.
So I put them in there and I can follow
up
with
right
them.
Stop right there, dude. You've got 200 already in your CRM just after 1 year in the business.
Yep.
I challenge, you know, we're going to post this video. I challenge agents to beat that. Or how many do you have in your CRM now? And how many years have you been in business? And I guarantee nobody's even close.
Yeah, I got 276 in there right now.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's
and these are guys that I've consistently followed up with. Now, some of them I've closed deals with them and everything like that. So it's not as consistent. It's every few months on them, just checking in, seeing how things are going. But a lot of these guys I'm following up with on a daily and weekly basis right now. So it is a lot. It's a lot to take care of, but you're staying in contact and followed up with all of your clients. And that shows a lot from their perspective.
Yeah. And guys, you really, really will need this the busier you get because your day fills up quickly. And you if you're trying to run this off strictly off memory, it'll really never happen if you're actually busy. And then what happens is you stall, you plateau, you never grow. But as busy as JP is, he still makes time to work his CRM. And I'm sure do you hit it every morning or what's your
approach? I hit it every morning. So when I go to the gym in the morning, a lot of the times I got my phone on me anyways. It's like, if I can send, 15 quick texts to all these clients and follow up with them, I'm going to do it. So that's where I do it. A lot is when I get in the gym, when I'm getting started my day, I'm sending out my HubSpot task text and calls and everything like that. Just getting that started, getting my day on the right foot. Plus, it's putting me in a right mind space of working with clients and talking with folks. Yep. If I'm starting my day right off like that, I'm talking to somebody, then I know I'm going to be better and better and better as the day goes on. But what I do is I put my clients in there. So right when I get that phone number, I get that name, I get that email, I'm throwing them right in the HubSpot. From there, when I throw them in a HubSpot, I put a quick little note of the conversation we had and what they're looking to do. So say I met somebody at Kroger, I had a quick conversation with them, they're looking to buy. So I'm putting that in there. Met this gentleman at Kroger, he's looking to buy a property within the next year and see how we can help him. And I put a follow-up task for say 2-3 days down the road. And what that does, when I wake up in the morning, I get an email every morning from HubSpot on how many tasks that I have. So this morning I had, I think, 17 tasks. So I got an email. Hey, you got 17 tasks. You got 17 people that you need to go follow up with.
Most people don't do 17 tasks an entire week.
Right.
Here's JP knocking them out at the gym in the morning. Okay. 17 of them. Okay.
I'm hitting those tasks and I'm knocking them out. And once I put a task in, so say I text a client, text this guy that I met at Kroger. Hey, I just wanted to check in and see kind of what your process is looking like. Would you like me to get you in touch with the lender and get this process started with you? He says, yeah, I'm ready to go. I want to buy within the next 3 months. Let's get in touch with the lender. I haven't been pre-approved yet. So I'm getting him in touch with the lender and I'm putting a new task in there. I'm putting a note in there. Hey, got him in touch with so-and-so at this mortgage company or this bank. They're working on a pre-approval. And 3-4 days down the road, I'm going to check in. Hey, how's the process going? Have you got docs to the lender? And what's the next step for us to go through? And you are consistently staying in touch with them. So then when they get pre-approved, then you know you're going to go check out some houses. Set them up on a search. Hey, you got any houses that you're ready to see? And even when I've got them set up on a search, exactly like Pete said, that personal connection you want to keep going, I'm not just going to set up on a search and just wait for them to text me. And I'm not going to ever say anything until they text me because they have a search. They're getting properties. When they see something, they're going to text me. No, I'm still texting them on a weekly basis. Hey, haven't heard from you guys. Any properties you want to see? Or, hey, I see a property that's right in their wheelhouse, exactly the area they're looking for, price they're looking for. I'm going to send it over to them. Hey, guys, just want to check in. Seeing this one pop up today. Maybe interested in it. So you're still having that personal touch on it as well. And you're hitting them from all angles. You're hitting them personally. You're hitting them with the automated searches. And again, you're staying followed up and showing that you're serious about helping them and getting them to their goal.
Love it. Love it. Love it, Duke. Awesome. Thank you for breaking that down, JP. Another quick tip on that, you know, there's the personalization of that, the phone calls, the texts. I also like to do short video messages. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you can send those as a text, just a short video message of yourself. Hey, this is Pete Peterson. You don't have to say that. They already know who you are. You can just say, Hey, Joe, I saw this property hit the market. I was just thinking about you. Hey, shoot me a text or a call if you're interested in checking it out. You know, the video, the face-to-face, the personalization. So that's just another way we can utilize technology and we can leverage technology to help us help others. Because that's essentially what we're doing at the end of the day. You know, when in the real estate business is how the we're trying to help out as many people as we can help.
Yeah. And come from that standpoint too, guys. Don't come and texting your clients from a standpoint of just trying to sell them a property or trying to sell them a product. Text them with the genuine, I want to help. How can I help? How can I help you guys today? What things can I do to help? You guys aren't seeing any properties? What can I do better that I'm not doing to my best ability? I've asked my clients that 100%. If I feel like we haven't went and seen a property in a little while, maybe they're kind of losing interest in buying a property or selling a property, I'm contacting them and saying, hey, what can I be doing better, guys? Because I always want to be better every day, and I definitely want to serve you guys in the best manner. So what can I do better? And I've got some good feedback from that before. And it allows us to get on the same page and move forward in the right direction as well. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Constructive criticism. Criticize me, please.
Yes.
It's all about that communication. Let me know what I'm doing wrong so I can do it better. Awesome, awesome stuff, baby. All right, so we are we – I think we're giving this info out for free.
We're giving this info out for free. Yeah.
So
no cost for this, guys.
Hey, there ain't no secrets in this business or any other. It's just about hard work, dedication, discipline, okay? Mm-hmm. Those CRMs, you know, the HubSpot free CRM really helps this guy out right
yep.
here.
Yep. So. And the discipline is a very important part as well because I've talked to other business owners and realtors in the area that they have CRMs, but they're not disciplined with it. I can get undisciplined with this very, very quick. Say I don't go a week without looking at my HubSpot task, and I have like 17, 15, 20 a day. 5 days go by, you know, within a business week of 20 HubSpot tasks not getting touched. That's 100 people that I now need to follow up with and I got caught behind on.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of discipline. It takes a consistency on a daily basis to get in contact and follow up with all your folks. But that's why we're in business, guys. That's why we're business owners. That's why we're entrepreneurs. We want those challenges. We want those problems. So.
You know, I just thought of something good, JP. I always preach this in this business and any sales business, you need to talk, you need to get face to face with four people every day and ask for the business, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you can combine that with the CRM. Yeah. So your goal should be to put four new people in your CRM every day, right? That's the key. You know, not just get face to face with them, but actually ask for the business, actually ask for their information, their phone number, and get four people into your CRM every day. And that's how you grow your pipeline. And that is how you ultimately grow your business.
CP, you just remind me right now that I need to add somebody in my CRM.
There you go. Four people every day. Four people every day. Unless you're like Grant, he would say you better put 40 in there every day. Times that number
look,
by 10.
Look at my to-do list right now, Pete. How many people do I have in there to add to HubSpot?
Oh, yeah. One, two, three, four right there. Boom.
There's my four people.
Adam, man, you're done for the day. What are you going to do for the rest of the day?
Try to add some more people. Try
okay, I thought more you would say, man, go have some fun. Have some and have some time off at least. All right, y'all. Any final thoughts?
I don't think any final thoughts, guys. I mean, really, like, just utilize it. Utilize it to your best ability. If you, again, like Pete said right when we started this thing, it works as long as you work it. So if you just go on here and half-ass it, it's not going to work for you. You're not going to see the results on the back end. But if you do go ahead and you work it like crazy and you really utilize it, then you're going to see good results in the end and probably a lot more deals with yourself, your clients, and your products.
John Pavlansky, Dream Huge Realty, killing it, absolutely destroying it out there, taking care of folks left and right, helping people out. Pete Peterson, Dream Huge Realty with the Dream Huge podcast, folks. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, subscribe, and share. And as always, remember the rules. Work hard, never give up, and dream huge.
Oh, yeah.
If you get closer, they look bigger.
I got a bad shoulder right now.
Have a good one, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Dream Huge podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. For more inspiring content, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dream Huge Realty and on TikTok at Dream Huge Inc. Until next time.